and Joe, another episode ready to go. They're gonna talk about the good and the trash and anything in between. Cherishing make-believe, get ready for Halloween. It's the Horror Show. I know you miss those guys. Tune in and find out what's on their list tonight. They butcher and dissect, take apart and mutilate. Listen to your two favorite brainiacs communicate. It's the Horror Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, a show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies and other horror-related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
Hello, Joe. I'm trying to...
What's going on?
Get this thing started. Nothing. We have a big week this week. A little impromptu. Easily the most requested at this point that we haven't done movie this week. The Shining.
Yes.
Stanley Kubrick, a lot to talk about in this one, but before we get to that, just want to let everyone know the t-shirts are in, so I'll start shipping those out this week. So thank you all for who pre-ordered. I'll get those out, and we might have some available online, but I'm not really sure because we're booking some live shows here in the near future, and we'll be probably want to bring them there because that's where everyone likes to pick them up. Every live show we go to, they're like, do you have merch? And we never do. So now we do. So
perfect.
Bring your cash because we're not taking credit cards because the government wants to kill us. Anyway, The Shining, 1980. Stephen King novel. This is the longest Wikipedia entry I think I've ever seen.
Yeah?
Oh my God, it's fucking enormous. You must have seen it during
your research. I definitely looked at it.
Yeah, there's a ton to talk about here. We should probably dive right in, but now I'm curious. I don't know why I just thought about this, but The Shining Letterboxd reviews, what do you think those look like? What do you think it's got on Letterboxd?
Like for an average rating?
Yeah. Oh, this is a high one.
Yeah, I'd say like probably like a 4.1.
4.2. Damn, you're fucking...
Okay.
That was good. What the hell? Let's see this. Let's see what Abdullah gave this film. It was a half star. 2.5 hours felt like nothing, because nothing is the most precise description of what mine eyes have just seen. Never have I seen a movie so purposeless, tasteless, bland, and meaningless. Holy smokes. By the way,
never have
this guy's
2 hours...
favorite... Wait, what?
Nothing. I just caught up. Like, that seemed like a compliment at first.
Yeah, me too. His favorite films, though, include Blue Velvet, which I like Blue Velvet a lot.
So do I.
Yeah. You want to talk about fucking nonsense.
What? David Lynch, right?
Right. He gave Oppenheimer 1.5. He was most mad about the music, the loud music.
Did you watch Oppenheimer?
I did not. Did you?
I did. And, you know, it's a well-made movie. Well, first off, I would have watched it when it first came out, but Tina kept telling me that I have to wait for her to watch it. And there's nothing Tina enjoys less than science or biographies or war. Like, those are like the three things that she enjoys less. The least. And I kept trying to tell her, like, I don't think you're going to like this. She's like, I'm going to like it. It's nominated for awards. Finally watched it and she fell asleep like maybe 15 minutes in, and then woke up and was like, this movie sucks. I'm like, all right. But anyway, all that to say, you know, it's a good movie, but putting sex scenes in Oppenheimer made me laugh out loud because like, why is there sex scenes?
Because you know those motherfuckers did not look like those people in that movie. They were not movie stars. They were fucking nerds. They ain't fucking shit.
I mean, just like, I'm fine with sex scenes in any movie. Honestly, any movie except for Oppenheimer. Like, I don't care about J. Oppenheimer fucking. Are you kidding me?
Who plays Oppenheimer? Is that the guy from Peaky Fucking Blinders?
Yeah, that's, yeah. Killian Murphy.
They wanted him to be James Bond, but he didn't take it. Mm. Here's another review. I should make a new reference. When someone is trying to waste my time, I should say, stop it. You're not Stanley Kubrick.
You know, I
couldn't fuck with that joke. I don't know if he knows it's how intentionally bad it is. You know what I mean? Like, he might think that that's like the super most well-crafted joke, but it's like so bad it's good.
I love that joke.
Hey, stop it. You're not Stanley Kubrick. This is a movie I never understood. I find it incredibly boring. The soundtrack is constantly in scare mode, and it gets very grating on the ears at points. Man, everyone really has an issue with soundtracks. I do not respect Kubrick for his decisions while making this film.
That's pretty tough.
Throwing that in at the end is... Yeah, it's easy to say this about a dead guy, you guys. Boring and nothing like the book. Stephen King would probably tend to agree with you on that, but we'll get more into that a little bit later. The movie stars Jack Nicholson.
It does. Can I just say, I'm sorry, Jizz Monkey, who follows me on Letterboxd, said, is Stanley Kubrick the greatest living American? That's how he starts his review that he wrote in 2020.
These fucking people. Shout is Stanley Jizz Kubrick Monkey. American even?
Great question.
I feel like he...
I honestly... Off to a great start. With our research.
Why would...
Yeah, he's American. Yeah, he's American.
Okay. You know, we don't look up these people.
But he died in England, so...
Yeah, he was like over there a lot. I was reading a little bit about him today.
Yeah, after he faked the moon landing, you know.
We're going to get into that for sure. Trust me, that's on my list here because after watching this, I think I'm on board. Watching this with a different eye, a critical eye, I think I'm on board with that theory. I was gonna ask you something though. Fuck, what was I gonna ask you? Oh, I'm so mad. I'm so fucking mad. Stanley Kubrick. Oh, by the way, how do you say that guy's name? Kubrick? Kubrick? People are gonna be mad.
Kubrick.
Whatever. People are gonna be real mad, but if we don't get this moving along. What? Do you like The Shining?
The movie?
Yeah, or the book, or anything, any other iteration.
Yeah, The Shining's like my, that's real funny. The Shining's like my top three Stephen King book for me. But yeah, I like this movie a lot. I think it's a masterpiece.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
I'm not the Why biggest. Like it? I'm not the biggest fan.
How come?
I'm not the biggest fan. It's kind of... I wish I had one of those bad reviews up so I could have just read it verbatim. You know, it's just, I don't love the, and I never have since I was a kid and I saw it. I just never liked the like ambiguity of whether or not this shit is happening or if it's like cabin fever setting in. And, you know, they made this movie, what do they call it? Dr. Sleep?
Yes.
And from my understanding, that leans more into the original material, but they fucking tied it into this movie. They tied it in specifically to this movie too. And it just seems odd because Dr. Sleep is like 100% like ghosts, spirits, like this shit's all real, very much real. Whereas Stanley Kubrick, I think, was like trying to make a like atmospheric? Like, is it, or is it just Jack Nicholson being an asshole? You know?
Well, the book is the hotel.
Yes.
You know, and then Kubrick made it more focused on Jack Torrance.
Right, right. So it's like, it's kind of like that, where it's like, but it's like a very like, is this real or isn't this real? Like, or is it all in his fucking head? I don't know. I should probably read the book. It sounds like I'd like. Now, I've heard the miniseries is more like the book.
Yes, and King liked the miniseries more as well. When it,
well, that's not saying a lot, because he didn't really.
Well, I know. Love that I know.
It's crazy to read the shit he said, and like it kind of escalated, and I don't know why that was.
And then
was.
He made Maximum Overdrive.
That guy shooting himself in the fucking foot. Because here's the thing, you talk shit about Kubrick, you better just like not direct anything after that. Plan not to direct.
Right.
You know what right. I mean?
Just be the master.
You could just
craft,
talk shit right. forever. There's nothing yeah. to compare it to. You just be like, you fucking crackpot. You can't go out and direct Maximum Overdrive talking shit like that. You can't do that. Anywho, The Shining. Jack Nicholson is in this. One of my favorite horror movies of all time, this guy stars in, and it ain't this one. It's fucking Wolf. Wolf.
Yeah. All right.
I'm a big Wolf fan. I'm a big Wolf fan. Wolf, a Saturn Award winner for writing and nominated down the board. Here's my question. Who didn't win a fucking Saturn Award? I feel like every movie we do.
You make a movie, you're winning a Saturn Award. It's just how it goes.
Literally every movie we've ever done, you get to the bottom and you like look for the accolades and it's like, nominated for 5 Saturn Awards. And you're like, what the fuck? So I looked up the Saturn Awards for this year. Very interesting. Very interesting stuff. This is the 21st Saturn Awards. It's a lot for... Wait, why is this... Oh. This isn't the year that I want, I don't think. Unless this was retroactively... Wait, why am I in this one? That's weird. All right, anyway, the Saturn Awards. I'm going to have to go back in time. Anyway, I wanted to look at this one. Here's how stupid I am. I looked at this, and I thought this was the same year as The Shining, and I looked at these movie names, and I was like, this is crazy. Not because of the year, but because I was like, how did these get nominated in the same year as The Shining? Anyway,
so you were just mind blown, but not, it wasn't the right year.
Yeah.
You're just looking at movie titles. It's yeah. like, how did this happen?
And wait till you see okay. what year this is. You'll figure it out. Forrest Gump.
94. All right.
But I saw Forrest Gump and I was like, what the fuck are we talking about? How's Forrest Gump? Because I always thought, yeah, in the Saturn Awards, science fiction, fantasy, and horror.
I mean, that is a great qualm that you have there. Because why, like, I mean, Forrest Gump is kind of science fiction.
It's lumped under fantasy.
Yeah, because Forrest would have been showing the president his ass. He would have been fucking assassinated immediately.
You want to know the other ones in fantasy that I fucking love? Angels in the Outfield.
All right.
Ed Wood. Ooh.
Ed Wood's a biopic, right. But he deals in science fiction, I guess. Fantasy.
That's psychotic. The Santa Claus got nominated.
Okay.
The Mask, The Lion King, and The Flintstones.
What a...
What a fucking...
All right.
James Cameron won Best Director for True Lies.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I forgot. I'm not looking at the Saturn... People must think I'm fucking hot.
Wait, what?
I know. Wait. I stopped my sentence. I'm not, I forgot I wasn't looking at the year of The Shining. I was looking at the year of Wolf.
Oh, okay.
Now it all makes
sense. That makes more sense.
I thought I lost my mind. I was like, what am I doing?
Okay.
Like, okay.
Thank God. Honestly, I was a little concerned.
Woo. All right. Gary Sinise won Best Supporting Actor. Do you think these guys showed up to their...
the Saturn Awards?
To the Saturn Awards to accept
for sure, award. No. Just some fucking loser's mom's basement.
Melissa Walker won Best Supporting Actress for Time Cop. Anyway.
Honestly, wow.
Should we look? Do they have the Saturn Awards in the 80s? Yeah, because this is the 21st. So what year would that be?
1980 Saturn Awards? Well, it'd be 81. Because the movies came out in 80.
Oh, wait. You want to hear the record holders? No, I don't really care about that, do I? The Walking Dead owns everyone. Dude, The Walking Dead has 62 nominations, 25 awards. Holy mackerel.
Oh, dude, The Shining didn't win Best Horror Film for the 8th Saturn Awards.
The 8th Saturn Awards?
Yeah. The nominees were The Shining, The Fog, Fade to Black, Dressed to Kill, and The Howling.
Dude.
No, Nightmare on Elm Street. Or Friday the 13th, huh? Fade to Black. The Howling one.
The Howling. Wow.
Which The Howling came out in 81.
Hey, are they just calling everything fantasy, by the way? Wait, Howling came out
It came out in 81, which these awards were held in July 81. I'm pretty sure. Let's see. Yeah, it came out March 13th, 1981.
That's fucking nuts. It's 3 months before. They were like, we have to include this.
Well, dude, best fantasy film for this year. Somewhere in Time. That's actually a pretty sweet movie.
Dude, Blue Lagoon.
Are you fucking kidding me? The Ninth Configuration. Oh, God, Book 2. Yeah, look at George Burns on that cover. God wearing a motorcycle, cop helmet.
This is my favorite. By the way, there are a ton of other horror movies that are...
Yeah, they put them in Best International Film.
And Best Low Budget. You got Maniac down there.
Oh, Maniac. Just put them together.
That's fucking nuts. Scatman Crothers did win a Saturn Award, though.
Okay, good for him.
And actually, I want to talk more about Scatman Crothers, and I want to talk more about Jack Nicholson. We gotta get off these Saturn Awards. But we'll be right back, and we're going to get right back into The Shining right after this.
Hey, do you think Max von Sydow, after being in like the most acclaimed movies of all time, was honored that he won as Ming the Merciless for Flash Gordon for Best Supporting Actor? Do you think that registered to him?
Do you think they even find out about these things? Like, I'm being serious. Like, I'm not even trying to.
They for sure all have restraining orders against the crew. How can I? All right. I'm on the page for the 8th Saturn Award, but it won't like link me. Oh, here it is. It's buried in the corner. Okay. The Saturn Awards were devised by Donald A. Reed in 1973, who felt that work in films in the genre of science fiction lacked recognition.
A valiant effort. So, I mean.
Yeah, but who the fuck is Donald Reed? That's like me just being like, you know what? I'm just going to make like the Pluto Awards, you know? Like, this isn't a thing. Why is there so much recognition?
Why do shows make up their own award show, which, by the way, next month, the Stannies are next month. We will be giving away our award show. But anyway, back to this bullshit. These fucking people making up awards. Fucking idiots. Army of Darkness won Best Horror Film. Okay, I got to get off of this. All right.
Nice.
Wolf. So that's Wolf. Love Wolf. Michelle Pfeiffer is fucking... If you had to rank 90s ladies, she's in the top...
50.
Fucking nuts. 90... 3.
Top 3?
For me. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Fife Dog. Who else is in there? I just realized what I said. R.I.P. Michelle Pfeiffer. Wait, I had another one.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I forgot that.
I mean, honestly, the 90s should be split into two because it's early 90s and then everything changed.
There's the start of the late 90s. There's like the next generation 90s and then there's like the established 90s.
Right. So like Sharon Stone.
Yeah. Where does Sandra Bullock fall though?
I was going to say Sandy B. She's top three. Easy.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. But is she in new school or old school?
No, old school.
Okay,
old
that's what I agree. I agree. So it's like Pfeiffer, Bullock.
Yeah.
I don't know if Sharon Stone's in my top three.
Yeah, but, you know, Basic Instinct. That was our first VAD shot for many. Yeah.
Honestly, just based on VAD shots, I would probably pick the lady in Time Cop. Don't know her name, but she might make my top three just... based on what she did to how she changed my life.
Sure. I'm
nameless. Nameless. She might win a Stanny this year. Who knows? Time will tell.
You know what? Like, it's weird because Clueless came out in 95 and then Alicia Silverstone ushered in that new wave of actresses that we were talking about. So
yes.
It's like the established went away right in the middle of the decade and then the new wave came in.
That is so weird. What a weird time.
Simulation.
It is a simulation. Jack Nicholson also in Mars Attacks.
Oh yeah, that he is. Hey, do you know Jack? Like, for some reason, I actually just thought of this. I didn't write this down or anything. He decided to start practicing like being a nudist. It wasn't even for a role. Refused to wear clothes. And he was like, yeah, my daughters weren't too fond of it. And I'm like, yeah, no shit, Jack. Because they were like 22, 23 when he decided to start doing it. Like, they'd come to visit him. He'd just be sitting around hanging dong. I feel it's fucking weird. Yeah.
He is. Dude, and his hair. Like, Jack, it's probably honestly not even that you're naked. It's just the whole fucking picture. It's the whole.
That's disgusting.
It's the whole fucking hair looking like mine, just like fucking out.
Dude, the smell.
He has six fucking kids.
Does he?
Yeah. Right. It's fucking nutty. I don't know with who or how or what, but I've got six of them. He's in Mars.
Hey, Angela Bassett would be top five for early 90s.
I need to look her up. Angie
Bassett? B. Dude, early 90s, smoke show. I mean, still, to this day, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. Oh,
what about Gina Davis?
Gina Davis is a top 10. She has a unique look that like really bumps her up.
Agreed.
You know, she's not like, you know, she's not. I don't know how to explain it, but she is striking. I think she's fucking gorgeous.
I'm with you.
What are you looking up a list?
No.
Oh. Remember Cindy Crawford?
Trying to find Jack Nicholson being nude. Not pictures, just like to confirm that I didn't make that up.
Another 90s, Pam Anderson.
Yeah, for sure. Barbed wire era.
Yeah.
Halle Berry, dude.
Ooh. Yeah. Nicole Kidman. Gwyneth Paltrow? See, none of these people like are...
Jennifer Love Hewitt would be one for me.
Yeah, for the younger one, yeah. I don't know. I would have to look at these. I'd have to look at a list or something. Because none of these are like really shaking the tree. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Anyway. Vivica A. Fox was something.
She was. Agreed.
I'm looking at a list. I don't know any of these fucking people. Selma Hayek?
Oh, for sure, dude.
Ooh, Penelope Cruz.
Both late 90s.
Late ones. 90s, yeah. I mean, they might not count. They might not count. Does Julia Roberts rank top 10?
Just based on her early 90s work?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Pretty in Pink. She was not Pretty in Pink, sorry. Pretty Woman. She was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, top 10.
All right.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be distracted. I'm reading a story of Jack Nicholson being chased. He refused to like come out while filming Chinatown because a basketball game was in double overtime, and apparently Roman Polanski didn't understand why anyone would give a shit, and he didn't know what double overtime meant, and then he tried to smash the TV with a mop. So Jack stormed out of his trailer butt naked and then stormed off the set, which I don't know where he would have went without any clothes.
Wait, and this is on the set of Chinatown?
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, because there's stories around this, and we'll get to it in a little bit, but of Shelley Duvall and her issues on set, which they're sad, right? I don't know the whole story, so I don't want to speak to it because I'm sure there's lots of different sources with lots of different input on this. But because I've seen things where I've seen people blame The Shining for like everything bad that happened in their life. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know the accuracy of that or not, or if that's just like an overblown thing on the internet.
Yeah, that it could be speculation, but for sure Kubrick like rode her to her breaking point, at least right. In that movie, you know?
I was going to say, if they're behaving this way out on the set of Chinatown together, like, hey, it probably didn't get much better.
Well, to be fair, on the set of Chinatown, Polanski's a fucking creep weirdo, so.
Yeah. That's true. Fucking Chinatown. Mars Attacks. He plays the president, and the best role, though, the Galaxy Casino owner. When he's got that,
nice.
Dude, he's so fucking good as the casino owner. It's unreal. And as a kid, it blew my mind that he played both characters.
Hasn't that movie been recommended to us? Like, they want to hear us do it?
Oh, we should.
Because I would love to do more.
Because that cast is fucking nuts.
Yeah, let's run through it.
What's that?
We got, let's run through that cast real quick.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, it's two parts.
Two parts. We got Glenn Close as the First Lady. Remember when she played a pirate with a beard in Hook?
Yeah, dude. What? Another fucking movie that was so fucking weird. Wait, who directed Hook?
Spielberg.
And he got this woman to do that. That's fucking wild.
We got Annette Bening. We got Pierce Brosnan. What did this come out before or after Mrs. Doubtfire? What year is
Dude, I'm like trying to pull up Glenn Close's also because I want to see where she's at with this. She does. Oh yeah, so yeah, this is after Hook. Going from Hamlet to Hook. In a year.
It's awesome.
It's fucking insane.
Mrs. Doubtfire was 93, so this was 3 years after. Dude, I watched the Pierce Brosnan movie today from 1980. He looked exactly like he always has. The guy's immortal.
He's in that that Netflix movie with Adam Devine in it, and he looks exactly the same. It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. Dude, 1980, 13 years before Mrs. Doubtfire. I was like, holy shit. Like, how old is he in this?
That's insane.
He was 27.
Yeah. You said Annette Bening.
Yeah. Danny DeVito.
As a rude gambler.
Martin Short.
Martin Short is awesome. Parker. He's so good in it. Actually, Sarah Jessica Parker is also great in it.
She is. Yummy. Michael J. Fox.
Who's Rod Steiger?
Oh, dude, I just talked about him on... check out my Patreon bonus episodes. He is in Duck, You Sucker.
Oh.
He's also the priest in Amityville Horror.
I have a question. So I'm going to record a first take-esque rebuttal to your thing. It's going to be a silly thing. Should it be called Fart Take Or should it be fart in the interruption?
I mean, for sure the second. That's so idiotic.
Around the fart. It doesn't want to work. Anyway, Tommy Lee Jones. Or no, wait, I'm sorry. Tom Jones, the fucking singer.
Yeah, Tom Jones. Lucas Haas.
Pam Grier. Jack Black is in it.
Natalie Portman. Lisa Marie is the Martian girl. She has a weird look.
Wait, that's Lisa Marie?
Yeah, not Presley. The other Lisa Marie.
Ray J is in this.
Nice.
A young Ray J. That's nutty.
Joe Don Baker's in it.
He's the fucking best.
From Walking Tall. He is the best.
Is he alive? There's no way, right?
I for sure was going to say this. I would have thought he died in the 70s, but he is very much alive.
No fucking way. There's no fucking way.
He is very much alive at the age of 88.
Oh my God. My apologies.
With no disrespect to Joe Don. He looked not well by like 78.
Dude, that is so crazy. He looked unwell in Mitchell in 1975. He was like sweating. He was like a mess. Like you were like, that guy didn't last that long after this.
Did we do Mitchell?
No.
Why do I know? Because John Saxon's in that.
It's a Mystery Science Theater movie.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it was like, to me, it was like the most prevalent of like on, like, I felt like that one was always on and they released it as one of their DVDs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why it sticks out to me.
Yeah.
All right. Leonard Part 6.
Leonard. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the old Bill Cosby class.
Well, actually, we're going to take another break. We'll be right back. And we will get more into The Shining. We'll get into it. All right, we're back.
Jack Black was in Mars Attacks.
I said that.
Oh. Oh.
We should have just we should just read the list and then reread it as the other person. You know who else is in Mars Attacks? Roger L. Jackson, the voice of Ghostface. He was the voice of the translator. The Martian translator, like the device, and that's how he got the audition for Scream. All right, so let's get into this movie. You know what though? Wait, remember
this? Pumbaa was the first character in a Disney movie to fart. I just saw it because we were talking about Lion King.
Nuts, really.
That's a fact that they have listed here. It's just like,
and somebody had to make that decision.
Not only did somebody have to make that decision, but somebody recently had to like go back in time to confirm that no other Disney characters have farted.
That's fucking insane. You know, when this movie opens with this like wide shot of mountains and the cars like going up and. It reminded me of like there were no gas stations in sight. But what's a roadhouse? Like from the movie. Like is it what the? Because I watched the new one also. I just watched the new one.
Oh, you did?
Okay. I did. But everyone like talks about a roadhouse like it's a thing. And I'm like, what the fuck even is a roadhouse? Is it something that's on a drive? Or is it something that,
you know, I've seen Roadhouse the original many times and I've eaten at Texas Roadhouse and I don't think I've ever stopped to think about what the fuck is a roadhouse until this very moment, because kind of like breaking my brain. I don't know what the fuck a roadhouse is.
You know what I think a roadhouse is? I think a roadhouse is like that fucking Red Dog bar in Middletown. I think that's a roadhouse.
But that was a saloon.
This is going to end up like that wizard fucking sorcerer conversation. A roadhouse is a type of inn. Well, already we're off base, so.
In Britain, it's a motel. That's a synonym for a motel.
Oh.
Roadside pub, restaurant, or hotel is more common today. So I think that's what it, here. A roadhouse acts as a restaurant, especially in the evenings. It has a bar and it features music and you can sleep there. So.
You didn't see the new roadhouse yet?
Not yet.
Highly recommend.
Yeah?
Highly. Highly, highly. That, go into
for
it.
For good reasons?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay, I'm sold.
Okay. I, how do I say this? I love Roadhouse, the original. I'm not like its biggest fan. Like I don't, it's not in my top action movies, probably like top five. It's probably not there, but I love it. It's great, right? This was really good. Jake Gyllenhaal, who I'm not a fan of, fucking is pretty fucking good in it. A lot of the complaints are about Conor McGregor's acting in it.
I saw some of the memes about how he just walks. Dude, like,
it's so funny. I don't care what anyone says. Like, he is an idiot and an asshole. He's playing himself, like 100%. Dude, the first time you see him, he's just walking down the street butt naked in fucking loafers. And I was like, not even, like, you see his fucking ass. Like, you're like, this is not abnormal for him. Because in my head, I was like, I can't believe he's doing this. And I was like, wait, am I sure about that? Like, of course he's fucking doing this. Are you kidding me? He's not a good actor, but, like, neither was Terry Funk. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing? Like, you know what I mean? You wanted a tough guy on set. You got a fucking tough guy. Like, it's just, I don't know, brings something to the movie. And the other thing is, you know, it's not a remake made for us, honestly. It's really not. Like, it's made for people that don't. Dude, some of the memes are like, it's like they don't even know that it's another movie. It's kind of weird. It's weird. Like, they're like, it's very weird. Some of the takes on it are like, as if they don't know that there's another movie for it. And I was like, oh, this movie's not made for people that saw and like Roadhouse. This is just made for a new generation of people.
It's just for, yeah, the new kids. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking good. No, it's not. It's it's fun.
Say less. I'm sold. I'm so fun. I might watch it.
The worst part, though, is the CGI. The CGI is fucking nuts. And where they decide to use it, and then they shot it in this weird way that's like sort of warped, and they used all these motion blurs. But I think they only did that to, in their heads, hide the CGI. And it didn't. Hell, it didn't work. Because there's CGI in just like punches.
I heard that they CGI'd fight scenes, and that was enough to make me like want to watch it. Cause how do you do that?
Dude, well, guess what? They didn't do it well. That's how they the first fight with Post Malone, you're like, this is like SmackDown versus Raw quality CGI. Other parts of the fights look all right, but again, they use this weird like fucking effect where I think some people think it's CGI'd in parts. The effect is done to make it blend together, this like weird blur warping thing. And it has like a kind of a cool effect, but when you still see the CGI, it sucks. Anyway, there you go, Roadhouse. 2024. Back to The Shining.
Hey, you know how the Overlook Hotel is haunted?
Yeah.
Before the episode ends, we should go over that time that there was a ghost in the mansion.
Oh, fuck. Or do we save that for Patreon?
Yeah, we'll save it for Patreon.
I'll put a note in it. Okay. Oh, my God. So join Patreon if you want to hear this story. And trust me, you want to hear this story. The mansion is a house that Joe lived in, but that was its like nickname. That's what people called it. And this is involving Buzz. a ghost. It's got all of the pieces that you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
So
it's missing Jagenberg.
It's just missing Jagenberg, who was probably just in the backyard somewhere.
He's for sure
murdering someone. Yeah. Looking for that darn defibrillator that he's been looking for.
The best.
Oh man. So on we're driving up this mountain, we got the credits rolling, and we got Scatman Crothers is in this.
Dude, speaking of Buzz, remember how much he liked the Scatman song? Biggest fan of all time.
We talked about this recently, right?
Did we on an episode?
No, I think we talked about it in the chat recently.
Okay. Did we?
I don't know. Yeah, we were talking about Scatman. I don't know.
We were? It's nuts. Why were we talking about Scatman?
I don't know, but I think you said this, and it led into a bigger conversation, and I can't remember what it was, though. Oh, well, he is a big fan of Scatman. I'll be honest, Scatman kind of fucking slaps.
Maybe. I'll give it to you.
Scatman Crothers slaps.
Scatman Crothers for sure slaps. I'm talking about the bebop baba.
No, I know that. You know, whatever happened to people being credited by their fucking insane nicknames in movies? Like, his credit is Scatman Crothers. He didn't use his name. He's Scatman Crothers. Go back to that. Like, remember when The Rock fucking sold out?
And was going by Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah. I remember the first time, I think it was after Walking Tall. It was the first movie after Walking Tall, I think, is when he dropped it. Or no, he went to Dwayne The Rock Johnson, right?
Right, it was hyphenated.
And then he... hyphenated,
quotation marks for a while.
Yeah, and then he did that for a few movies, and then it was a smart move. That guy might be, like, one of the best marketers of our...
The Rock?
Yeah.
No, he for sure is. Love him or hate him. Like, you can't deny it that he knows what he's doing.
Right? Yeah. You know. Convincing everyone he's natural.
that is the greatest...
con of all time.
The greatest acting he's done, right?
Fucking enormous. Just 60 years old.
I saw him recently because, I guess he's... I haven't really been watching wrestling that much, but he's coming back to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He's looking smaller, so they must be testing for whatever he's... participating in.
Ooh, I wonder why.
Because there was a point, dude, that, I mean, it was the most unnaturally large. Like, the HGH that he was injecting was unbelievable.
They use that crazy, like, they've talked about this. They used to use, like, and this isn't even a joke, it was, like, based from monkeys. The steroids that they use were based on, like, primate hormones.
The Road Warriors were
used, yeah,
right?
Yeah. They made them look like fucking animal. Like, they were so puffy. Like, it looked like they were filled with air. Injecting that into your fucking body. This is nutty.
I mean, there's a reason a lot of, like, Road Warriors generation is no longer here.
R.I.P. That and CP.
Scatman Crothers. Dude, did you know he was the voice of Hong Kong Phooey?
I did know that. I was a huge Hong Kong Phooey fan as a kid. One of the biggest. Number one super guy. That cartoon rocked. I was obsessed with old cartoons as a kid. Like, when I was, like, an older kid. I was a little bit. Because I would watch Space Ghost Coast to Coast, and then you had to watch the lead into Space Ghost Coast to Coast, which was, like, all these weird Hanna-Barbera fucking shows that.
Yeah.
No one has any memory.
Dastardly.
Dude, it's fucking wild. It was, like, weirder shit. Like, there was one with... The Wonder Twins were part of Justice League, right?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But then there were these, like, weird blob things and a caveman. It was fucking nutty.
Caveman?
Huh?
Captain Caveman?
No, it wasn't Captain Caveman. Captain Caveman fucking rocks. What is that thing? I shouldn't even call him a guy. I don't know. What is it, the animal? Unreal. All right. We got to take one more break, and then we'll be back with The Shining. All right, we're back. We really have to get into this movie. It's going to be like a 3-hour episode.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
At this point, we're 4 hours. Now, I don't want to jump ahead, but Jack Nicholson in this movie goes in for an interview for a janitor job, which I guess is what, you know, this is like a janitor job, right? Like, he's just got to, like, stay there.
Groundskeeper, right?
And he shows up to the interview in a fucking suit. Suit and tie. Never seen anything like it.
Dressed to impress, man.
It was like the Step Brothers tuxedo interview. When they show up in the tuxedos. You don't like Will Ferrell, right?
I don't want to say I don't like him. I think some of his movies, like so Anchorman's great, Old School is great. It just got to be a bit much, and he was too in our face, and I fell off. He fell out of grace with me.
You don't love it. You like people keeping their. You like the under the radar people.
Keep a fucking distance. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Old School is great. I don't need to see Frank the Tank in every movie that you do. I have come around to Elf, though. I was kind of a hater for a while, and now I think it's a perfect Christmas movie.
It is really good. All right, let's go through. Let's see if you are a Will Ferrell hater or not.
Okay. Listen, I'll tell you right now, Wedding Crashers, the character's fine, but the amount of people that in college that would yell, "Mom, where's the meatloaf?" Like, shut the fuck up.
Hey, Joe, fun fact, I still haven't watched that movie because of the amount of people trying to shove that movie down my fucking throat. So I guess I'm in the same boat as you.
Hey, let's do it.
All right. Let's see what we got. It'll be character / movie. Austin Powers.
He's great. He's great.
Mustafa.
Yeah.
That's the one where he's like screaming, right? Like, and he's like, help. Right? Like, I think he falls down. I got to rewatch this. I rewatch this way too often. Those movies are so fucking good, dude. A Night at the Roxbury. Roxbury.
He's great in that.
Superstar.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember much of that.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
Our buddy Mike, biggest Night at the Roxbury fan of all time.
He's at the top of a lot of lists as the biggest fans of things.
For sure.
But it's all the weirdest thing that you can ever.
I know, I love it.
Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. He was that federal wildlife marshal.
That's right. Yeah, it's good. You know, maybe I do like Will Ferrell now that we're into it.
Yeah, but we haven't gotten to the weird point.
Like his leading movies? Yeah, okay.
Zoolander.
I mean, he's great. Great as the bad guy.
Old School.
Yeah, it's great.
I don't even like Old School.
It's good, man. I rewatched it last year because I had its anniversary with Tina, who had never seen it, and it was funnier than I remember.
All right, I'll give it a watch. Elf, you already said it's that. Great. Starsky and Hutch. Oh, what does he even play in that?
I don't remember him in that, though.
He's an uncredited character in it. He has a ton of uncredited characters. Anchorman.
It's great.
Okay.
I might be Will Ferrell's biggest fan now that you...
Some of these, I don't even know. I'm skipping over some of these. Because he clearly does movies for his fucking friends. The Wendell Baker.
Kicking, screaming.
The Wendell Baker Story. I don't know. Yeah, it was directed by Luke Wilson. I think he just does his friends' fucking movies, you know. Kicking and Screaming.
I wasn't a fan.
You were not a fan.
No, I think this is where the turn happens. Because then we get like Ricky Bobby and shit.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm with you on those. Kicking and Screaming, I didn't mind, but it was one of those movies, right, where that is not like a total laugh out loud movie for me, right. but Buzz liked one fucking quote in the movie and lost his mind and then would force everyone to watch it. And it's not a movie. It's like a at home by yourself movie that you're like, right. It's sweet. Like, it's kind of touching and it's nice and it's got some laughs, but it's just like an at home movie. It's not like gather around the TV so I can show you the fun. Dude, Buzz like rented it like 3 times.
From Redbox?
Yeah. Dude, and it was the line. Yeah, I can tell you exactly what it is. It's Dick Buck. No, is it Dick Butkus? No, it's, what's his name? The Chicago Bears. He was the coach and a player.
Mike Ditka.
Ditka's in it, playing himself as Will Ferrell's neighbor. And he smokes in his house. He smokes cigars in his house, but his wife doesn't let him. And you hear his wife in the background being like, "Who's smoking?" And Ditka screams, "No one's smoking!" And Buzz was like on the floor rolling around laughing and would quote that constantly.
People might not find that funny, but if you know, that's fucking hilarious because he's such an asshole. The most unfunny lines of any movie. The kid has a superpower
of finding
to find humor in the shittiest line. Like, he could find, dude. I don't care if you're not a Monty Python fan. That's fine. That's old humor, right? But Monty Python is in the Holy Grail is considered a very funny movie by many people. Buzz didn't smile for like any of it, except for one throwaway comment that like nobody would ever pick up on, and he laughed so hard like you couldn't hear the rest of the movie. And then afterwards, like, the movie wasn't very funny.
Like, meanwhile, he was
laughed harder than anyone I've ever seen, and second, you laughed at the part that. The one part of the movie they didn't make a joke in.
Making everyone sit through all of kicking and screaming for that one scene, like 50 minutes into the movie. It's fucking psychotic. Oh, and there was another line he liked, which is, it was "Way to go, Bing Bong," which is like a racial joke about one of the kids.
Sean, in Dodgeball, when he says, Joni loves Chachi. Dude,
oh my God.
Dude, he fucking did the funniest thing the kid's ever heard in his life. And he didn't know who Joni or Chachi was. He just liked the way he said it.
Dude, me and Joe have talked about this. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more on Patreon. But it was literally almost like a toddler, like laughing at the sounds of things. Because the amount of jokes that he laughed at, where then you revealed to him what, like, you're like, "Oh yeah, that's funny because of this." He'd be like, "What?" And you'd be like, "That punchline is about this." And he'd be like, "I don't know what that is." And he'd be like, "What are you laughing at then?"
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing to laugh at that point.
Anchorman as well. When I think it's Ben Stiller's character during the fight, he says, "Como estas, bitches?" Thought it was the funniest line delivery of all time. Also, couldn't have understood what "como estas" meant less.
No, absolutely not. Took French in high school. All right. We got to get through this list so we can start this movie. Bewitched.
Okay. Stinks.
Bewitched. Wedding Crashers. He's uncredited in Wedding Crashers.
I mean, he has a very prevalent part, so that's nuts, but.
That's what it says. Curious George, he's a voice. Talladega Nights.
Stinks.
I couldn't agree more. Stranger Than Fiction, I didn't even see it. Or maybe I saw part of it. Oh no, I did see that. Blades of Glory.
It's okay. I don't hate it.
Semi-Pro.
I also don't hate it.
Semi-Pro might be worth a rewatch.
Yeah.
A Semi-Pro Kingpin back-to-back Woody Harrelson. Double feature. Okay. Sport double feature.
I like it.
Step Brothers.
It's great. Return to form.
Land of the Lost. I definitely did not see that.
I saw it in theaters. It's not good.
Saw it in theaters. The Other Guys with that idiot Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, hate it. People love it. I hate it.
People love it?
People love it.
I literally can't stand Mark Wahlberg to a point where it makes me a little bit crazy. I was actually going to bring this up earlier, but we're stretched for time. But The Departed, because Jack Nicholson's in that film, bringing it back to this movie. Mark Wahlberg's in that.
Yes. Yes.
And I feel like that's a black eye on that movie for me.
I'm fine with that take, man. Like, I hate Mark Wahlberg.
I don't like him in that movie. Boogie Nights. I think you're kind of like, that cast is like fucking nuts. It's a great movie. The way he speaks is like a cyborg. It's fucking nuts. All right, we can't
keep... how about I read all of Marky Mark's movies and you tell me if you like them?
No, do not do that. We have to get to this movie. Actually, before we do that, wait. So we got to start from the beginning, but I do want to jump ahead just real quick. Because there was just something that I noticed in this movie. You know, the CGI, we talked about this a little bit earlier. That's why I want to come back to it. The CGI, or no. What were we talking about? We were talking about, was it the CGI in this? Oh, no, we were talking about the moon landing. Okay, the scene with the doors, the elevators opening, and the blood flowing out. Watching that in 2024. Was a mind-blowing scene to watch for me.
Okay. How come?
No CGI whatsoever. Just fucking special. Dude, to make it like look like that, it's fucking literally picture perfect. The way it comes like flooding out and it's like hitting the walls and shit. It is mind-blowing to think about that not being done in CGI. And that's why I think he faked the moon landing.
Okay.
Because they were...
connecting the dots.
Huh?
I like that, connecting the dots there.
Because if he's like that good at just the practical effects, because there was no CGI, this is the guy you fucking go to if you need to fake a moon landing. I mean, they hadn't seen this one yet, but...
I mean, yeah, because this came out, what, 11 years later?
I'm just saying he had the skills to do it. And maybe, yeah, I have a better conspiracy. Oh, and I have another conspiracy to talk to you about. Here's a conspiracy. He obtained some special effects tools while doing the moon landing that helped him create The Shining and some of these harder shots.
So he perfected his craft by faking the moon landing.
I think they had stuff for him.
They provided him with the technology.
Yeah, to do certain things.
Okay. I'm on board.
Good.
Instead of like reverse engineering alien craft, it's just...
It's similar, but I mean, maybe the government stole special.
I'm actually way more on board.
What'd you say?
I'm way more on board with it. I like it. Say less.
All right. So, okay.
What was the other conspiracy?
Okay. So have you heard of Polybius?
I have. The arcade game that doesn't exist, but everyone has played it. Yeah.
Dude.
And it's caused like violence in malls. Yeah.
Joe. This is the fucking craziest story I have ever heard of. I saw it on an Instagram of a guy that talks about video games. It wasn't even like a true crime or conspiracy thing. And he was like, yeah, there's this thing called Polybius where these new arcade machines came in. Some people claim they saw men in black suits drop them off.
Yes.
And the thought is that these were installed by the CIA as part of MKUltra. I mean, that's debatable, but that's what some people link it to, or a similar concept, I guess.
I think it was more just like a psyop.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what they can get away with
here. Yeah. So they installed them all around Portland, Oregon, I believe that's where it was. Yeah, Portland, Oregon. And people were losing their fucking mind, and there'd be lines out the fucking door of people trying to play this fucking video game.
Yeah, violent riots would break out, fights would break out.
Dude, and then people were having seizures. People that played it were having seizures, violent reaction, all of these crazy symptoms. And then suddenly the game was gone.
Yes.
And all that remained.
But
oh,
there's no proof that it ever actually existed.
No.
Other than hundreds of people recalling it.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
Dude, that's like one of the craziest conspiracies I'd ever heard. Like, that is a cool conspiracy. That is.
Yeah. I had that, dude. I had that as a potential ADAT topic for future episodes.
Well, at least we covered Weezer. And the other one. What did I forget the other one? This was like mind-blowing to me. Polybius. That would be such a fun topic. I gotta read more about it. Because that one, like, captured my imagination. That makes sense, dude. At that time period, 81, like, video games, like, you know, the fucking government had to be like, how can we fucking use this to our advantage?
Right.
There's no way they did it.
Try it in Portland and then just start, you know, installing them in Russia.
Right. Yeah. Fucking wild. All right. Well, guys,
you like Rockstar with Marky Mark?
Rockstar?
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston? You never saw it?
I'm looking it up right now.
It's based on the story of Tim Ripper Owens, the singer that replaced Rob Halford in Judas Priest. It is.
Choosing that guy? No, I never watched this, Joe. Look at the way he looks in that picture. One of the shittiest wigs in movie history.
It's nuts. The guy from Steelheart does the singing voice. Connecticut's Finest. I forget his name.
This is nuts. Jennifer Aniston's in it.
Zach Wilde is the guitar player.
In the movie?
Yeah, for one of the bands.
Is that him shaved?
I don't know what picture you're looking at.
Also, my statement.
Zach Wilde, rock star.
All right, everyone. Well, that's it for The Shining.
Hey, did you know that the first man that survived going over Niagara Falls died by slipping on an orange peel later on? It's pretty fucking nuts.
I didn't.
Well, there you go.
I do know a guy who survived Niagara Falls, then tried to market it as like a thing he could do at different venues. And he did it at the Houston Astrodome to a sold out crowd in a barrel and into a pool. Because it's like the same height as Niagara Falls. Missed the fucking pool. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
In front of a captive Houston Astrodome.
Dude, how, like, traumatizing, right?
Dude, this fucking, 100,000 people, like, traumatized that.
Ruining all their lives? Holy shit.
It's fucking crazy to think about that.
That is crazy. That's the
hard thing, too.
Dude, being a stuntman, like, for things like that, you know, not stuntman in movies, but just, like, being a stuntman for shows,
yeah,
kind of selfish, because if it goes wrong, you're just ruining everybody in attendance's life.
No editing. I just sent that video in the group chat where it was like that fucking guy that was like shot out of a cannon and missed the net completely.
Yeah, nuts.
People claimed he's still alive, and
he is not.
Well, I guess we didn't talk about The Shining.
Oh, shit. Well, adios.
April Fools, everybody. We finally did it. We pulled off the greatest April Fools episode of all time. Doing 100 and No, 100. Sorry. Doing 70 minutes.
Of nothing.
Of nothing.
Take that, Jerry Seinfeld.
The Seinfeld. The ultimate achievement. Do you think anyone made it this far?
Yeah, no, I'm sure people are punching the air right now. Waiting to hear us talk about the movie, a beloved movie.
We had to pick a movie for people to like, to make it worthwhile, right?
For sure, yeah.
This is a good fucking prank. This is a good April Fool's Day prank. This is good. Like this is really fucking good. Should we release it on April Fool's just to like...
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
I was hoping you would say that.
A day earlier.
Okay. It's only a day early.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what we have to do. Otherwise...
Otherwise, that sucks. April Fool's. Day late. Can't do that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you guys all for being good sports. We're going to go over to Patreon and we're going to talk... That's real. We're going to talk on Patreon about the ghost of the mansion. That's a real story. And I'm going to highlight a few things just from The Shining, which I did watch and Joe did not. But Joe's memory.
I've seen it 900 times.
Yeah, I know. Well, I was going to say your memory is nuts. The whole time I was like, I forgot about this scene. I don't even remember. I have no idea what was happening in that movie. It was like every time I watch a movie, it's like watching it for the first time.
You know what? I'm envious of that.
It's called... fucking dementia, but yeah, sure.
She's
early onset Alzheimer's.
Jesus.
I shouldn't joke about that.
Yeah, damn.
Sad. But I probably should like get a screener or something. They must have screeners for it. Because I don't remember anything ever. And that is why the new Roadhouse was made for me. Part of this newfangled generation doesn't remember anything. Also, all right, we'll save it for Patreon. Thank you everyone for being good sports. I can't wait for somebody to use this as their first episode to get into the show.
Ooh,
and
views are gonna be
leave
good.
Us an insane fucking review, because dude, this is one where you could get like 50 minutes in and be like,
yeah,
what the fuck is this?
I didn't even think about that.
Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it up as the regular name for like a week and then
change it
to like April Fools. Like,
nah, fuck them. Listen, if you're listening for the first time, did you know that the world's biggest frog is bigger than the world's smallest antelope? It's a true fact.
That's a good fact.
That's right? Good. I actually don't believe it. I'm going to have to Google that. Biggest frog.
Did you know Joe Don Baker was in Strange Wilderness, one of Buzz's favorite comedy films?
Did the shark laughing? I mean, I'll give Buzz that one. That's pretty funny.
Joe Don Baker was in GoldenEye and Tomorrow Never Dies. Wait.
Well, he was a character in James Bond.
In the old ones too or no? No.
I think from like the 90s on.
That's funny. All right. We don't have to keep filling up time. So
let's no, we don't. But dude, John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, still has a living grandson. Motherfucker was born in 1790. Has a grandson who's still alive.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm dead serious. It's crazy.
How does that? That
those guys fuck old, man. That means he must have had a kid at like 80, like Robert De Niro right now just had a kid.
He's dude, that's ball, so right? gross.
So then so his gross. Kid so has gross. A kid at the same age. Like, yeah.
That's vile. I'm not
1790. A well, no, neither am I, but.
Sounds like you're vouching for it, Joe. Also, we really hope that this episode comes out all right because my recording device messed up. Anywho. Oh, dude, hang on. Oh, my God. I might have only missed like 2 minutes.
Oh, good.
Perfect. That's insane. It's an hour and 2 minutes long. That's nutty. That's crazy. So even, I mean, not that it's an issue, but I'll just fill in the gaps with the other stuff. Anyway, everyone, thank you all so much for listening to the show. Patreon.com/IHateHorror. We are not going to be doing a live show in April, unfortunately. We were going to do the standees. Both of our schedules are fucked. And we got the Shining. We're going to do the Shining all month. It's going to be fun. We are going to do that mini series for real. And Joe's putting out tons of Patreon content. So maybe I'll do something to tide you guys over for this live show. But we will do the standees in May for real. And we'll work with Paul on that and get that done. But we're going to take a month off, which we have not done in ever since we really started doing the watch-alongs.
Yeah.
Every month we've hit them. So we're going to take a little break.
Yeah, I have to travel for work, and Sean's got to travel for work. So it's just, you know, life. Not bad. First time in 4 years.
No, so. And one of the weekends is I take my son to Vermont to the Ben and Jerry factory.
Oh, nice.
That was his dream trip.
Okay. I mean, hey.
Hey, you know what else you can do in Vermont?
No.
Nothing.
Okay.
No, nothing fucking up there. I was like, yeah, let me see what else is up there. Oh, I could eat some Cabot cheese. Okay.
Listen, man, when Dina and I first started dating, her coworker had a house up there, and like, oh, you should like go up there for the week. It's off ski season. I mean, talk about a ghost town.
So like, it was probably right by Stowe, right? Stow.
I don't know, to be honest with you. There's mountains, trees.
Yeah, it seems like what a lot of it is. Because I was going to get us like a cabin-y type place to stay. And then I was like, hey, I don't think there's going to be anything going on. I need to go to like a Best Western with a fucking pool and shit. Like,
yeah.
So he's got something to do. Like,
for sure.
The hotel experience instead of like a fucking cabin with no TV. He might fucking kill me in my sleep if I do that. But anyway. That's why our schedule is wonky. Anyway, so patreon.com/IHateHorror. We got bonus episodes. Joe's doing these awesome cult challenge bonus episodes that are absolutely sick. We're about to do one right now too. Something else, but so good. And we got the live shows coming up. And that's it. Instagram @IHateHorror. Facebook.com/IHateHorror and IHateHorror.com. Joe, where can they find you?
Instagram, Boognish, 1985.
And that is a wrap, everybody. Thank you all so much. Thanks for being good sports. And we'll see you next week for The Shining, part one. And I don't think that's available anywhere, but if you are a Patreon member, I'll find a link for you guys, if you catch my drift. Wink, wink. Anyway, thank you all so much. And for Joe, this is Sean. Stay weird.
Thank you.
Adios.
Movies all fucking day. I wanna play. I'm gonna watch what I'm not supposed to watch. Fucking zombie getting sliced and diced.